Blog Talk Radio. All right, welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I know that was a long track, but I begged this artist to send me some music. That was Rod Tate with his track called Red Beans and Rice. So I want to welcome everybody out this morning because it's morning time still here in Seattle, Washington. And I've split the script on you guys. The show is no longer going to be called The Mosaic Show. I'm putting that on hold for when LA is able to come back and start doing the shows from time to time with me. That's a show that he had come up with, and so I'm going to honor that and keep that with him. Some dear, dear friends of mine really, really encouraged me to go back to my roots, and my roots is actually Flavor Coffee House that I built in 2003 and, you know, had open for 5 years and then closed in 2008. And so I kind of appreciated the fact that they knew how much flavor meant to me. And that was a very hard thing for me to do, was to close her doors after 5 years. But it was a decision, you know, I had to make. Do I sign for another 5 years to stay in that location, or do I close? Do I try to find a new location or whatever? So right now, we're going to do it online style. I'm not really sure what direction I want to go and this and that, so I'm going to feel my way through it. I appreciate your support and your input with that. Today, I do open up the phone lines for anybody that wants to, you know, give a shout-out for what they are doing. If you've got a project going on, if you've got a product to sell, you know, feel free to call in and tell us about it. The number is 347-857-1189. With that said, I'm going to play a piece by a dear friend of mine and somebody who really, really supported me at Flavor Coffee House. He was one of the original hosts for my open mics. This is 60, The Messenger, with his piece, The Real War.
First of all, we've got to protect our brothers and sisters from themselves and from those in the community that would rip them up. We have to
listen. We're in a war. Struggle for equality, for opportunity, for humanity. This is the real war. Warriors, stand up. It's the real war. Warriors, stand up. Warriors, stand up. You may love me, hate me or fear me, but never doubt me. Open your mind's eyes and let your ears hear the truth about me.
Open your mind.
I came to challenge the lies and falsehoods presented. Expose the creators of these false gods represented. Take this mantle of desecrated faith and upend it. Suspend it on a stake with nothing but its cut off head as an example to those who would dare to defend it. Righteous battle burn bright in me. And your threats of murder, stun gun, and jail cells do not frighten
me. You don't scare me.
It only serves to enlighten me. Awaken the fight in me.
Warrior.
Call to the right in me.
Stand
ask
up.
God to expand my might in me. So this fight is real. A battle for the soul. A struggle for control of our destiny. Our lives. Our existence. We must pursue true freedom with absolute persistence. Total resistance to the urge to follow blindly like moths to a flame. Engulfed in the blaze before we realized we were just pawns in a game. A savage sport played by some sick sociopath, finding glee in the idea of crushing any and all who are not like him. As if he was still that ancient Roman gladiator, he wishes to reach out and smite them, ignite them in fires of hatred and loathing, self-hatred and self-loathing, all coming together and exploding in a mushroom cloud of division.
We've got to take care of ourselves. We've got to take care
right for the picking. They can take us out one by one at their leisure. It's called attrition. Know my mission. I am here to bring clarity to minds that have been confused. Psyches abused. Attributes misused. I am here to change the world. The whole world. Let the flag of this unified struggle unfurl. Break free of these chains. Release the nightmare of the whip as it begins to uncurl. It's time. Time to seek true justice for all committed crimes. Acknowledge the changes, but realize we are still in troubled times. The need to rise is the reason that I write and recite these rhymes. We are not blind. This is the real war. The struggle for equality. For opportunity. For humanity. This is the real war. This is the real war.
Give up till you die. All right, that was The Real War by 60th the Messenger, also known as Elijah Muid. Again, he's an amazing artist out of the Pacific Northwest and one of the first hosts for my open mics at Flavor Coffee House. So I'm going to jump into another track. This is a young man that I just was introduced to this past week on a show done by Q-Dot on Juice Radio. He is now a hip-hop artist, but I guess prior to that, and probably still is, a spoken word artist. He's worked with some of the spoken word artists that I know and who have actually performed on my stage also. I'm going to play this particular track. It's Josh Reisberg, and he is actually performing with an artist that has performed on my stage, Rajani. This track is called Stay Strong.
Addicted people sticking needles in their arms. When you all alone and the night gets long, stay strong. If you've been struggling for too long, if life's the same sad song, if you keep getting it wrong and wrong, when your bank account's overdrawn and all your money for the month is gone, stay strong. To all my people who stay popping them pills, cause it's too much to deal. Who have succumbed to the real, who decided long ago it's best not to feel, stay strong. To all my women turning them tricks, for just one more hit, addicted to the glass, take a glass, hit addict who wants to kick but just can't quit, stay strong. To everyone who's depressed, who can't stand the stress, if you feel life's a mess, if you never feel blessed, if you have nothing left, if you hustle just to feed your kids, if you have family members through a bit, if you can barely afford a place to live, if you ride the bus for days just to get that slave wage, if you're running in place in a maze, life's nothing but pain for those who can't find their way. Stay strong, stay strong, like you carrying arms, like you carrying bombs, like your word was your bond. You should stay strong, just to hold on, just to see one more dawn. Come on and just stay. Around like complete zombies who have to drink just to sleep, who drink when they should eat, who fell in a hole that's too deep, if you have no home to keep, if you forgot how to believe, if you're fighting disease, if your bills never cease and you can't find any peace, stay strong. To all my little ones, if you feel like life forgot them, stay strong. But to all you whack-ass dads, you can come get some venom. Shame on you for molesting your stepchildren. To all the kids who've been rejected, it's not your fault to stay to fatherhood. It's pathetic, so many wretched souls who run come back game and have that credit. Not to coordinate season, being straight negligent. All your responsibilities, you're always fronting. It's straight disgusting, you're fronting like you're hustling. Like you're making moves and moving something. But you're really in your mom's basement, doing straight nothing. You barely know your C's, name a grade. You a straight lame, wasting life, playing video games. Always coming up short, on child support. Dork. End up in court.
That was Stay Strong by Josh Reisberg and Rogeny. Josh actually has an album release party that's taking place this Wednesday at Jazz Bones here in Tacoma, Washington. So I encourage you to get out and meet this young man and check out his music. You can also Google him and find him online and check out some of his tracks there. But again, 9 o'clock at Jazz Bone is Josh Reisberg's album release party. Let's see, where should we go next? I've got such a variety of tracks that I never have enough time to get out and play. But I am going to play this track. This is by Kari Ture. It just really, really touched me when I heard it for the first time. This is called Lost Paradise.
They say it's better to have loved and to have lost than to have never loved at all. This is a poem dedicated to the love I lost. I met her in college. I was seduced by her smile, her charisma and style, and I loved how she wore a mini skirt tight. We met during the spring semester, and I'll never forget her. It felt like love at first sight. Her name was Paradise, and I was spellbound by her honey brown eyes. She smelled fresher than the scent of spring. And I knew it was real love, far from a fling, because inside of my stomach I could feel the flutter of butterfly wings. See, back then I was a starving college student with no money to spend. So I wrote Paradise love poems. I wrote up how her kisses tasted sweeter than cinnamon, brown sugar, and honeycomb. Evenings at my place, we cuddle in a passionate embrace. She rubbed my head while laying in bed, listening to the love poems I read and wrote exclusively for her. See, being young and naive, I wanted to believe that our love could withstand hurricanes and hard times. And once we weathered our storms, we would be happily wed together forever. However, during her junior year in college, her kisses began to feel cold like the frigid weather of the winter season. My lack of money became the main reason. Paradise started receiving bad grades, complained her tuition could get paid due to a lack of financial aid. And I tried to persuade Paradise to stay enrolled in college, but she was no longer thirsty for knowledge. She no longer wanted to pursue a college degree. She wanted a new pair of shoes and a shopping spree. And her birthday was coming up, so in order to purchase new boots, she decided to start stripping down to a birthday suit. It was then that temptation entered our relation, disguised as a female acquaintance. Camouflage beneath Gucci and Prada, temptation was high maintenance. Temptation enticed Paradise into becoming a stripper. Gave her advice on how to spot a big tipper. Taught her how to keep men in a trance by moving the voluptuous hips during a lap dance. Paradise was on a mission to purchase purses from Christian Dior. She wanted diamonds to glisten and didn't have time to listen to my love poetry anymore. Eventually, she got her own place and we parted. I missed seeing her face and I was left feeling lonely and brokenhearted. But I would see her on TV making cameos and low-budget music videos. I even heard she was doing pornos with her body fully exposed. But a few years ago, I got news that Paradise was sick. It turns out she was slowly dying of the AIDS virus. In all these years we've been apart, I assumed that she was married to a baller living in wealth. But when I went and saw her, she was a shell of a former self, dying from deteriorating health. Her skin was pale, she looked thin and frail, she weighed less than 80 pounds on the scale as a result of having a low count of T-cells. And she admitted to having unsafe sex to get paid. Because the men wore no latex, she ended up contracting AIDS. And she told me, Kari, I learned that all the glint ain't gold. And I sold the devil my soul the day I started sliding down that strip of pole. I kissed Paradise on her forehead, lovingly held her hand, and it was then I began to recite all the love poems I had written for her while back in college. And I tasted the bitter taste of my own tear stains. when I reminded her of how her kisses used to taste sweeter than cinnamon, honeycomb, and sugar cane. And after I spit the last poem, her health began to fail. She took a last breath and exhaled, and I kissed paradise farewell. And I cried all night when I came home to write this poem, wishing that paradise had never died of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Hey, she died of AIDS. And I swore if I ever came across a beautiful young girl who was torn and mature and enticed by the allure of selling her body for a price, I would tell her, sweetheart, no amount of money has worth your life. And ironically, just the other day, dancing erotically in front of me as I walked past the strip club, I saw a beautiful brown-skinned exotic dancer that reminded me of the love I lost. So I walked up to her in a gentle, loving tone, and I told her these words. Sweetheart, always practice safe sex and never think twice, or you may end up paying the ultimate price. And when she asked me why was I relaying this advice, I recited this poem of how I lost paradise.
That was Kari Torre with his powerful piece called Lost Paradise. The first time I heard that piece, it just, you know, it set shivers up my spine, and I think the message is so solid and so important, and, you know, something that we as parents, as individuals, need to really grasp and understand and educate our young people around, you know, that message. So, with that said, I'm going to jump into another piece. This is an artist that I work very, very closely with. He is going to be performing at a showcase that I am involved in June. And he will also be performing at my 50th birthday Indie Artist Grant fundraiser. This is LaRue and his piece called Rise Up.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. A small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, alter the course of history. This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball a fist and swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see. Stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up. Rise up, when they told me I would never be nuts. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to late. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. Like people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall. Rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras, cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough, put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that? Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
Each of us
are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them.
rise up when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up when they look at me and only see color. Rise up for the struggle they call the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up when they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up.
Alabama,
rise up.
Louisiana,
rise up.
New Orleans,
rise up.
Everybody,
rise up.
All my people,
rise up.
California,
rise up.
Oklahoma,
rise up.
Tacoma,
rise up.
Seattle,
rise up.
The world,
rise up.
All right, that was LaRue 206 right here in Seattle, Washington, with his track called Rise Up Again. He is one of the featured artists on a hip-hop showcase that I'm a part of putting on this coming June, so stay tuned if you're in the Seattle area. If you want to make sure that you get information on this particular showcase, send me an email at events@flavornews.com, and I will make sure that you get the information once we release it. I want to thank everybody who's tuned in and listening to the show live. I want to thank those in the chat room. Blessings to you, Shambe, you know, tuning in from all the way from Hawaii. And I want to give a shout out to Sun. I'm not sure where you are right now, but I believe when I first encountered you, you were in Iraq. So anyway, I want to thank the two of you for being in the chat room. I want to thank everybody who's listening to the show live. If there's anybody listening and has something they want to shout out, please give a call to 347-857-1189. I am more than eager and willing to have you, you know, promote yourself on what you're doing. If you got a CD, if you got a book, if you got a blog talk show or any type of online radio show, or you're performing somewhere, you know, let me help you, because, you know, once the show is made available, I blast. You know, that's the thing I do, is I blast it out, because I believe in you guys, you know, and I have some amazing people around me that believe in me, that keep me going and help me rise up. You know, this is what I believe that God put in me to do, is to believe in others and to help you. So let me do that. There is another LaRue. There's an East Coast LaRue, and it was a blessing to be able to unite those two on Soul City Radio some months back. And the LaRue on the East Coast out in New York is actually featured in my newsletter this particular month. So you can go over to www.flavornews.com and hit the newsletter page and check out LaRue from the East Coast and all the other artists that I have featured in advertisements over there. So I want to play a track by an artist that I came to know I met on a panel that I was a part of on Soul City Radio, talking about indie artists. And this is Black Sinatra, J Soul, and his track called Potential.
Feeling apprehensive
about it.
This something can be so expensive,
but you've
got to hang it from the start, girl. Cause only time can mend a broken heart,
baby.
No need to worry,
baby.
I'll take my time.
Oh, yeah.
Show me your heart,
ooh,
and I'll show you mine. Just what you like,
and
I'll try to make it
better for you, girl.
Cause I know it when I see it.
Ooh, girl, girl,
yeah.
You should know,
you should know.
Potential, potential, baby.
Oh, yeah. When I look at you, I see a queen,
queen.
I see a thing,
a thing
that needs to be beside me through everything.
everything I choose. And you, oh, you define what comes to mind. I think of what I've been dreaming all the time. No need to worry, I take my time. You show me your heart,
girl.
I show you mine.
Tell me
just what you like, girl.
And
I try to make it
better for you, girl.
Cause I know it when I see it.
Ooh, girl.
Ooh, girl.
You should know.
You know.
You got potential.
You got potential, baby.
Potential.
Ooh, baby,
baby
girl.
Just trying to keep your head chill. On peep high, this has a different feel. No, can't let that, this isn't real. You believe if you want it like the miss in the wheel. This is so ill, man, it oozes potential. Most complicated things, you keep it simple. Some best times, but you can be gentle. And truth is, man, I like that there. So exciting, it's a tad bit scared. Cause you the type of woman that a brother could marry. Sweet but spicy like mango curd. We'll take our time, girl, ain't no hurry. Let's ride it south, let it do what it do. This is in the truth, we can chill forever. So what else is saying, we still together.
Potential by Jay Soul, a.k.a. Black Sinatra, and he is out of the Baltimore, Maryland area. I believe he's going to be participating in the International Soul Summit taking place, I believe, in August down in Atlanta. So, you know, you want to stay in touch with him. He's doing some big things. So I'm going to jump into another track of an artist that I have featured on this month's newsletter. I met him on our stage. He is an artist out of Quebec, Canada. His name is Michael Goudreau, and this piece is called Easy to Love.
I've been with you for such a short time. Now you're always on my mind, and it's not a one-night stand. I've never been that kind of man. Baby, things happen kind of fast, and when they do, usually they don't last. I'm willing to take the chance, be the victim of circumstance. Have the kind of touch that I need so much. In words I can't explain, my desire feeds the flame. And
hopes I feel so strong. Am I right or am I wrong? And if I'm wrong, I don't want to know. All I know is I love you so. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. I'm guilty to the above. You're so easy to love. My desire feeds the flame. In your arms I feel so strong. Am I right or am I wrong? And if I'm wrong, I don't want to know. All I know is I love you so. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. I'm guilty to the above. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. I'm guilty to the above. You're so easy to love. I'm guilty to the above. You're so easy to love.
That was Michael Goudreau with his piece called Easy to Love. Michael is out of Quebec, Canada, and as I was saying earlier, I met him off of our stage. So it's a blessing, you know, all these online social networks and ones that are directly created for, you know, artists. It's just amazing the talents that you can meet and come across, and that's what I'm wanting to do here, you know, on my shows. Through Flava News is to bring you a variety of artists, not just one type of artist, not one group of art, but just a variety, very diverse group. And again, Michael is featured on my newsletter this month, so go check him out. He's got some amazing, great accomplishments behind him as an artist. I want to play a track by an artist that one of our friends, you know, shared with me. Let me scroll down and see if I can find it right quick. This artist was sent to me by Jaws Creation, and I believe that he goes by the name Truth. And let's just play his piece.
Rips, mics on the daily, rocking the afro for the leather suit and 3-inch stiletto, capable to turn poets into clowns. Her only fear is this universe to end before she steps off stage. Then it's the fourth quarter, the buzzer sounds before she takes that last shot, before she reaches that one person. Her motto: nothing lasts forever. At night we make candles together. Rightfully she's Oya and I her Shango. I feed her fruits and berries on Sunday. To know her is a lover. Her favorite colors are red, black, and green. On Tuesdays we speak only in Swahili. I confess, she amazes me each time I hear her perform. The same piece that she reads at the kitchen table sounds so different on stage. And men can't keep their eyes off her. But who can blame them? She's beautiful. She's queen, goddess, mother, revolutionary, activist, poet, homemaker, lover. Her name is Biblical. She sheds pain like dead skin. Her eyes pierce the soul. We change water on our office every night day. On Mondays, we make beads together. On Thursdays, we make medicines for the elders. On Fridays and Saturdays, we prepare food for the Orisha. My queen rips mics on the daily. She's a freedom writer. She holds meetings and gives readings. My queen's an oracle, a fortune teller. Her mic is a crystal ball. My name tattooed on her forearm. She's my good luck charm. My queen rips mics on the daily. And I'm a number one fan.
That was Truth. I'm not sure if this is the title of his track, but it says Rip the Mic on the Daily. So anyway, that was sent to me by Jaws Creation. I want to jump into another track. This artist, I fell in love with his music the first time I heard it on Soul City Radio. And I've come to know him. He is another feature in this month's newsletter. So again, go over to www.flavanews.com and hit the newsletter and check out the artists that I have featured over there. This is his, I believe, CD title track. It's called All My Love, and this is Robert G.
To begin, but it was really nice to see you again. You say you wanna be in my life, not like before, cause the timing was not right. But you're back and you wanna know just how far I'ma let this thing go. Take my hand and I'll show you how. Take my hand and I'll show you now.
Oh,
All right, that was All My Love by Robert G. out of California. Again, go over to flavanews.com and hit the newsletter, and you can find out more information about Robert G. He, too, is doing some big things, and I told him when I heard his music that it just made me feel like this old lady could fall in love all over again, so that I appreciate from him. Before I go any further, I want to give a shout-out for R. Curtis. R. Curtis and Josephine Howe are going to be performing along with Ancient Robots down at Sunday night grooves at Cedarwood in Milton, Washington, between 7 and 11 tonight. And if you have not heard R. Curtis sing or Josephine Howe, I just really, really highly recommend that you try to get down there. This would be a treat to have the two of them on the same stage at the same time. I've been lucky. I have seen them perform together, and I've been blessed to have both of them in the past sing Happy Birthday to me on my birthday. So big, big treat. If you are anywhere near the Pierce County area, you know, go over to, you know, Sunday Night Grooves at Cedarwood in Milton and check out this event put on by Baby Girl Productions. I'm going to play another track by an artist that also has graced the stage at Flavor Coffee House. He is a spoken word artist that performs all over the Seattle area. He also hosts open mics here in Seattle, and he goes by the name of Renaissance, and this is called The September Rain.
Rain and pouring, dump and falling, wind and blow, hear and call, thunder crash, lightning crawl, here I'm drowning all the water. Come quick, as in the switch kick, just leave me be so that I can deal with it. It's not like I can't take the full barrage, sometimes I just need a breath before I face them all. Times are getting harsher than the way they used to be, it could be that I'm older, that's easy to believe. So much more was going on, now it's hard to see that all of this isn't just a force for the trees. Rapping is the pain, bills, dreams, cost a fortune. Toughness was the easy win, had the facts stored it. Grabbed upon the things you breathe from the moment go, and I've learned just enough to catch a glimpse of what I don't. So all of these toils are just what I had wanted. They're everything I put together back when I was young. I didn't see the lack of funds or conflicting themes, and I didn't see the soul the world has a moment dream. Rain and pour, dump and fall. Wind blow, hear it call, thunder crash, lightning crawl, here I'm drowning all the water. You might just crash your car, lose your job before you turn around, and rock and feel so goddamn high to never touch the ground again. You make it lose your way in the dark and light, no one's ever signed up again, every single lesson you were ever taught. You make it lose the only love that you have ever had, but when life pours like cats and dogs, there's no time to get sad. Wishing you'd done anything different but not. Out to God, when does it ever stop? They said when it rains, it pours. I heard the phrase a lot. Back when I was growing up, I thought of water drops. Yeah, now I see the force of which our life has come, and it's got me pounding on my chest like a pack of drums. And here I am, I'm at my bearings, know I'm just a man. But stripped of all my private words to see just who I am. Alone and naked being doused with all of this rain. But now I know that it's a blessing, wash away the pain. Cause it's raining, pouring, dumping, falling, wind blow, here all. Thunder crash, lightning crawl, here I'm drowning all the water. Rain and pour, dump and fall, wind and blow, here I'm call. Thunder crash, lightning crawl, here I'm drowning all the water.
All right, that was Renaissance the Poet with his track called The September Rain. I'm hoping, and I'll make an announcement now, I made a decision after talking to some of my online friends that my Wednesday show I'm going to turn into an open mic. I'm going to call it Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic. And I'm really, really hoping that I'm going to be able to recreate, in a sense, my open mics at my coffee shop. I've hesitated in doing the online open mic thing because there's so many and so many of the people that I have great respect for do open mics. I know the majority of them are poetry open mics. I'm not wanting that. I want it to be very, very diverse, just like the talents that used to cross my stage. So this Wednesday is going to be my first attempt. I'm going to hit it hard and send emails out to the people that performed on my stage, to the variety of artists that I am connected to around the globe, and see what kind of turnout we can get and what kind of talents we can get to come out and share their flavor. My open mics at Flavor Coffee House were called Creative Night of Expression. So I'm going to call this one Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic. So it's going to be this Wednesday is going to be the first one at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's going to go for an hour and 30 minutes at this point, and we'll just see how it takes off. I'm just really, really crossing my fingers that, you know, I can recreate the love and diversity that I had, you know, at my coffee shop. So I'm going to play a track by another local artist. He's doing some big things here. He's got a big event coming up in June called Grit City. This is QDOT with his track called Super Fresh.
So outrageous, still independent, yeah, I'm so courageous. In the Northwest, where I'm so outrageous. Cool as the Rat Pack, rap Sammy Davis. See these goodies and shoes, that's good behavior. Keep strapped like a Velcro fanny pack, just for the haters. League so major, freaks wanna creep, so they leave all these flicks from their MySpace pages. Did a lot of things they said couldn't be done, being from where I'm from. Yeah, the sun don't come, but it rains, so rain or shine. My rain don't shine, let it rain. Like Sean Kemp, man in a bomb him. Nah, I don't smoke pimp. Dead t-shirt on my frame, hanging just like a portrait. I am lame, homie, that's some horse. See what I'm saying? I ain't playing, homie. Do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, ain't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my fears. Do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, can't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my fear.
Go ahead, spot, go ahead, feel, go ahead, go left, go ahead, feel, go super fresh, go ahead, go super fresh, go ahead, go ahead, spot, go ahead, feel, go ahead, go left, go ahead, go super fresh, go ahead, go super fresh, go ahead.
Back in the cut, kinda like peroxide. Chicks in the yard wanna see how I ride. Still in the cut like Neosporin. Chicks trip when they see what it is I'm sporting. Look here, mistress, you can't get this for your boring boyfriend. For sure I'm boiling, he just simmering. I'm just glimmering, reciting, spitting what he should be listening. And on, and on, but I ain't bad dude. Kind of my side boo, bless you like hot chew. You know how I do, yeah, yeah, like a pap smear. How I get it besides you, I mean, do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, ain't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my fear. Do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, can't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my fear. I make them say it like cowabunga. Get up in their head like a Calic brother. You nice as me, that's cowardunga. Bulls, Cuban, a fool since way back elementary school. Raw when I represent you for president, ooh. But see, I am no Barack Obama. Get between the teeth and Barack your mama. Yeah, I'm cool, but this is hot like Thomas or Bahamas. Throw up the peace like the Dalai Lama. Look, honeycomb, little honey, I'm on. Yeah, I am the beeswax. Believe that, stacking high notes like some feedback. Do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, ain't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my fear. Do what you will, you ain't cooler than this. Matter of fact, can't too many who can do it like this. Can't too many do it truer than this. I'm just doing my fear.
Go ahead, 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 go ahead
was Q Dot from the Pacific Northwest with his track called Super Fresh. I'm going to play a track that was sent to me by a dear friend, April Sims, and this is Silver Logan Sharp, lead singer for Chic, with her track Don't Give Up.
Close your eyes. When no one has color for skin,
color for skin.
Imagine a place where everyone only stands to win. Some of us call our world a peaceful place.
Silver Logan Sharp with her track called Don't Give Up. And I really, really loved it when I first heard this song because it kind of made me think that, you know, what my hopes and dreams are, in what I hope Flavor News can be instrumental in is breaking down, you know, the color barriers and being able to reunite and unite people through the arts. I don't think that the arts need to be so segregated. I think that we can embrace the diversity of each one and learn and grow and love, you know, each other through the arts. And that's what, you know, my goal is. And when I took this on to bring Flavor Coffee House online, you know, it was kind of an emotional step for me because this is my baby. It's something I created from ground zero and built it up from getting the contractors to build her to, you know, getting the architects and the colors, you know, painted and the furniture into my coffee house. And I wish you could have experienced the diversity of the artists that came in there. You know, there was, you know, from ages 18 to 80, from singers, musicians, poets, spoken word artists, jazz, you know, artists, R&B, pop, just from every walk of life. And sometimes, you know, we had 12, and other times we were at over, you know, capacity, and people were almost sitting on each other. And it was funny. At the end of the shows, people were embracing, exchanging phone numbers and emails and saying, I can't wait to see you, you know, next Friday. So I'm really, really hoping that I can do that here, you know, with Flavor Coffee House and, you know, Flavor Coffee House online. I'm really hoping that I can bring those artists that performed, you know, at my shows live to come to the online show. So, again, that's going to be Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's called Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic. So please help me spread the word, okay? I'm really excited about this. I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to pull it off the way that I am visioning and envisioning. And so, you know, I ask your help in helping me spread the word. If you don't know, every Tuesday and Thursday we do a Keeping It Real Flossom and Tossom show. It generally takes about 15 minutes, but, you know, I sign up for a 30-minute slot. It's at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I play three tracks. I don't announce who the artists are. I don't announce the name of the tracks. And this is it's the listener's choice. It's the listener's vote. This is when you have the opportunity to go over to flavornews.com, hit the Flossom and Tossom page, and let us know, Flossom or Tossom, on tracks 1, 2, and 3. I'm hoping you're able to step out of your favorite genre and just be able to determine whether a track is quality, if there's a good flow, if the beat's good, if the message is clear, you know, all of that. Some tracks may be just instrumentals or jazz pieces. So, you know, still vote Flossom or Tossom. We're getting some really, really interesting feedback by emails on some of the tracks. So I just encourage you to help us out. We're getting tons of tracks sent to, you know, be played on our shows, and this is when you have a say-so, whether you think the track is quality or not. So every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Flossom and Tossom. And then from time to time, I throw a show. It's just the listeners. It's just a show for the listeners. I don't open up the chat room. I don't take phone calls. Sometimes I pick a specific genre to play. Other times I call it Gumbo Pot, but it's Flavor in the House. My dear friend Bomani created a track that he called Flavor in the House, and I thought, what better name for a show for me? So that's just kind of, I do that on a whim. And then, you know, here it is, Flavor Coffee House, you know, every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. So, looks like we got a caller. Let me answer this call. Call us from the 843. You're on the line with Lady Flavor.
Yes, a very good afternoon to you, Lady Flavor. How you doing this evening?
Well, verbal skills.
Yes, and a very good evening to all your listeners.
Okay. So have you heard... Did you hear my announcement about my open mic on Wednesdays?
Yes, ma'am. I had just tuned in to your show, and that sounds like that's really going to be exciting for you and all your listeners, taking a new avenue.
Well, I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to pull it off. You know, I've hesitated in doing an open mic because there's so many taking place online. And I realize the majority of them are kind of leaning towards poetry and spoken word. I'm really wanting to bring a diverse group of artists out and have it, you know, be much more than that. So we'll see. I'm crossing my fingers, and, you know, Verbal will help me spread the word. Tombay said he'll help me spread the word. So I'm really hoping I'm going to be able to pull this off the way that I envision it and, you know, try to recreate what I had at the physical location of Flavor Coffee House here in Seattle. So I want to play a track. Verbal Skills sometimes plays this track on his show, and this is a very, very dear friend of mine, and I'm really, really hoping I can get him to call into the open mic on Wednesday. He was a
at what time Wednesday, Lady Flavor?
Oh, it's going to be 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay.
So that makes it 10 p.m. your time.
Right.
This is my dear friend Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. He is the author of a book called Brushstrokes. You can find out more about him at www.romanticblues.com. But this is his track, I Am That Man.
I am that man. Shelter. Opened many books and wrote truths and fictions. Healed spirits of the body, and I have been healed from wounds of the soul. I have blundered and left many to wonder at my feats and my follies. Scolded the wrong, and I have been imprisoned for mere thought. I am that man. I have fathered and I have buried my blood. I have killed and saved, ran from pain, and I have stopped suffering. Dealt some goodwill and served some ill will. Honored false gods and found God before he laid me down to sleep. Forever, I am that man. The man she cries for, the man who made her cry. Mothers and her mothers, I am that man. My lover, she sheds tears for me, over me, because I am that man. She cries tears of joy because I am that man who brought joy to her being. And being a man has made her sad and fearful, so she cries. Her tears never change her beauty. Her tears are a part of her breathing and her living. She watches over me and she holds me because I cry. I cry for never being enough man. I am that man. I am a man who made her cry. I am that man. The same man who made her smile, held her hand, kissed her cheek, and caressed her lips, and squeezed her in the night. I am that man. In the right, in the wrong, no matter, I made her cry. I am that man.
That was my dear friend, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, with his track called I Am That Man. He held me down at my coffee shop. You know, he created the stage area. He helped bring in mics, you know, keyboards and keyboard stands. And he had this beautiful, beautiful stand-up bass that you heard him playing on this particular track. He has a beautiful woman that's painted on the side of it. And it's the original bass that he had when he was in high school. Alvin and I actually have known each other since I was 17. He's a few years older than me, so we've known each other, you know, pretty much our whole lives. And, you know, it was just wonderful, wonderful, you know, to have him a part of my coffee shop and to support my open mics the way that he did. We've got like 17 minutes left in the show. So, you know, I had really wanted people to call in the show verbal and help, you know, promote some of the stuff that they're doing. But that didn't happen. Do you want to promote what's going on with you?
Well, Lady Flavor, more so than that, I would be more interested in still trying to get the people to donate to Flavor News and the grant funding that we are trying to establish with Flavor Magazine. And once again, I want everybody to know that you're only asking them to donate $1, you know, $1 a month, so we can establish this fund to help all the other independent artists and all the spoken word artists and people who are just creative and may need a grant to further their projects. I mean, of course, everybody knows that I'm on Facebook and I'm Googleable. I have like 2,500 different sites. So all you have to do is just punch in verbal skills and you'll see me come up all over the place. But it's not me, you know, that I want to talk about it as so much as getting the people to donate to a good cause. I mean, I believe in Flavor Magazine, and that's why I try to support you and your project concerning this as much as I can, because there's very few people who really, you know, say that they support the independent artists and the spoken word community and actually try to do something about it. In my opinion, is $1 a month to reinvest in yourself. You know, it's definitely what's happening.
Oh,
so
I appreciate you saying that verbal. The fundraiser, I'm sorry, go ahead, verbal.
And, you know, well, I guess I'm known well enough that I do have a novel coming out. But like I said, it's about Flavor Magazine and anybody who's willing to help independent artists and, you know, the spoken word community to better itself, because we do need improving. We do need to better ourselves to bring out the word, you know, whether it's in music, song, or poetry. And that's what basically I'm more concerned about, you know, than anything else that I'm doing, because the picture is much bigger than myself.
Yeah, but you've got some product, you know, you've got some product and projects that you've got going on. And I love you dearly, Verbal, for all the love and support that you give. You know, you're a regular contributor to the Flavor News Grant Foundation, and I so appreciate you for that. And for those of you that don't know what this is that Verbal's talking about, I am trying to create an Indie Artist Grant Foundation. What I do is solely grassroots. You know, I'm down here. You know, maybe one day it'll be bigger than I, you know, but I'm one person, you know. So I understand that one of the things that indie artists struggle with is sometimes the lack of finances and being able to complete a project. My goal is hopefully to raise $1,000 by July. For those of you that have heard me say, I am hosting an indie artist showcase for my 50th birthday. This showcase is a fundraiser for my Indie Artist Grant Foundation. All proceeds of this particular event are going to go towards that foundation. I easily should be able to raise with that event you know, the $1,000, and I'm hoping, you know, if it all works out, that I'll be able to start giving out grants in the fall of this particular year. So right now I've got $291.60 that has been donated, you know, towards this grant foundation. I want to thank everybody out there who is listening and who has contributed to this. I so appreciate you. And, you know, Verbal and I talk about this along with many other artists, friends of mine. You know, with everybody that Flavor News is connected to, on all these different social networks and just right here in the Pacific Northwest. If everybody was to give $1, you know, what a big difference that can make, you know, in the operations of Flava News to being able to build this foundation to help support indie artists. You know, I know that sometimes I jump out there and I do things just on a whim. That's kind of my style. But, you know, one thing to, you know, trust and believe, you know, I believe in the indie artists. I believe in finding creative ways to support, you know, what it is that you guys are doing, you know, from all across, you know, right here in my hometown of Pacific Northwest to across the globe. You know, I want to find creative ways to bring a diverse group of indie artists together and, you know, shine the light on you. So, you know, with that said, you know, help me spread the word. If you're not able to give a dollar, I totally understand that, totally understand. But share it with your people. And you just never know. You know, you could be the artist that benefits from this particular grant. You know, so, but Verbal, please tell them about, you know, your book that you have out and your projects and all of that that you've got going on.
Okay, Lady Flavor, I will do that. First of all, I have a book called My Clouds Have Wings. It's located on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. I will be releasing my novel, which is ready to go, and we're looking for a release date in June. My CD, which I'm currently working on and will be going into the studio in the upcoming weeks, called Verbalacity, will also be ready right after the 4th of July. I have a chapbook that will be available this week, and the name of that book is called Black Mambo Juice. And also, I'm working on some video promos, and you will be seeing them all over the net, you know, as I get them done and everything. And basically, I can't forget my radio show on Blog Talk called Veneration. We will be back next week with great and exciting things coming your way. So please tune in.
All righty. If there's anybody else out there, I know there's only like 10 minutes left, but if there's anybody else out there listening and would like to call in and give a shout out for what you are doing, your projects, you know, your products, whatever, the number is 347-857-1189. Let me find a track to play. Okay, this lady I think is just absolutely amazing. I know that if I had known her back in the days of Flava Coffee House, she would have came and sang on my stage. She is very, very heavily involved in the hip-hop community here in Seattle. And, you know, she works for an indie record label, and, you know, she promotes events and artists and all of that. She's busier than I am. But I absolutely love her voice, and I've had the pleasure of having her sing me Happy Birthday too, and to hear her sing on stage. This is Ariana Lancastria with her rendition of My Man.
Yeah.
Ariana Lancaster with her rendition of My Man. I think she's got an amazing, just soulful voice. And you should see her on stage. She is so comfortable on that mic and just so, so impressed with her. So 6 minutes left. The show went by pretty fast. And I got to play a lot of tracks, so that's all good. Didn't have anybody but Verbal, you calling in today, but I was able to share a bunch of tracks with the listeners, so I really, really, you know, have enjoyed that. I'm going to play a song that is by my grandson Matthew's father, and he's going to be performing here in Seattle in, I think, a week or so. This is Che Black and his track called Work It Out.
Ooh, pop that Patron and I'm feeling nice. We hit the club, poppin' bub and I'm feeling nice. Spending a couple fun on the one that'll do me right. She's on the stage, I'm amazed, can't believe my eyes. Sexy when she moves, when she the sexy way her face is saying, she's the type of girl that wants to please. And all I want from you, girl, is to scream for me.
Well, I can shoot the whole day. Work it out for me. Work it out for me. Work it out for me. I wanna see you do your thing.
She dipped the low, touched the floor, and flicked her tongue ring. She's the kind of girl that works hard for the money. And she gon' make it clap for me,
no matter what the
man
say.
Ooh, girl, just part of the man. You ain't got to be scared. Let me hear you sing, yeah, cause I got you.
Got you, got
so
you.
I'm about to make it rain. And all I want you to do is strip for me. Oh,
ooh,
baby.
Well, I can strip for the whole day.
Working crazy.
Working out for me.
Tender, pour me up a glass. I'ma need me something strong. Don't know how long I'ma last. Lil' mama is a pro. Watch it go. Yeah, she's working it. You think you watching porno from the way she twerking it. It's a little more than magic, like voodoo. Cause you do more than tricks when you drop into the split. Try to throw a couple stacks just to see what I'ma get. And you ain't even try to go to college. You just love to strip. Yeah.
Work the strip of
pole, babe. Work the strip of
pole, babe. Work it out for me.
Che Black. We've only got 1 minute left in the show. I want to thank everybody that came out and listened to the show live, to those that came and hung out with us out in the chat room. I want to thank Sean Bay and Kua and Sun and Renard for tuning in today, and to those listening live and to those that come back and check us out in the archives. As I said earlier in the show, I am going to do an open mic. It's going to be Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's going to go for an hour and a half, and I'm calling it Express Your Flavor, Step to the Mic. I'm really hoping this is going to be a diverse open mic. I don't want it to be just poetry and spoken words, so I hope you will embrace that concept with me and help me spread the word. So I'll be posting more information online about that. But you can stay tuned with anything that I'm doing and what Flava News is doing at www.flavanews.com. Just check out everything that's going on, from my newsletter to the Flavorful Classifieds to Blossom and Tossum and just all the things going on over there. Again, I thank you all for coming out live. Verbal, I thank you for stopping by and hanging out with me for part of the show. And we are out of here. Have a great afternoon.